The 2010 Winter Olympics opened in Western Canadian city of Vancouver yesterday. The ceremony was dedicated to a 21-year-old Georgian luge competitor who died in a crash on the track earlier in the day. Chris Altieri has more.
The opening ceremony of the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver did not want for spectacle, with snowboarders soaring through Olympic rings and skiers blasting down man-made mountains inside the waterfront stadium that housed the first indoor opening in the 86-year history of the Games. The pomp and circumstance was carried off with somber elements incorporated to honor the 21-year-old Georgian luge competitor Nodar Kumaritashvili, who died in an accident on the luge track ahead of the ceremony. His teammates marched into the stadium wearing black scarves and armbands to a standing ovation from the crowd, and Olympic and Canadian flags were later lowered to half-staff. The ceremonies were dedicated to the fallen Olympian, and his teammates promised to remain and compete. Some of Canada's greatest living athletes lit the Olympic cauldron, while the greatest hockey player of all time and favorite son of Canada, Wayne Gretzky, lit the Olympic flame that will burn outside the main arena hard by Vancouver's waterfront, officially opening the Games. The Games are underway until the 28th of February. I'm Chris Altieri.
In a telegram addressed to the Archbishop of Vancouver, J. Michael Miller, Pope Benedict XVI expressed the hope that sport may always be valued, building block of peace and friendship between peoples and nations.